Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
406, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. We have a lot to deal with. The continuing discussion involving this Dot Heffron, who as of today is still a member of the Chesterfield County School Board. It is disgusting to think that she is still a member of the Chesterfield County School Board. But it is also, well, it's problematic for many because many of us are looking at what she did. She celebrated the murder of Charlie Kirk, and she did it on her social media pages. It was, to put it mildly, disgusting. I cannot think of any other way to describe it. You've seen it. We've talked about it. I've shared it with you. Over the weekend, I am going to assume, although maybe that's dangerous. Maybe that's dangerous. Maybe I won't assume. But my suspicion is that she probably chatted with an attorney who said, well, you don't have to quit. And you're elected, so you can't actually be removed, really. And so there you go. I don't know what's happening. People have asked me about her employment. A lot of people over on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, because it was fairly common knowledge that she was the director of women's philanthropy for the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. Let me say a couple of things on that quickly, because I have been made aware that people were making threats against her. I will tell you, as sure as I sit here, I think she's a disgusting excuse for a human being. I don't think any decent person celebrates the murder of someone, but she did. And so she's an awful human being. And she should absolutely be held accountable for what she has said. And if that includes losing her job, it includes losing her job. I'm not going to shed any tears. And hopefully her removal as well from the Chesterfield County School Board. What she should not receive, nor should her family receive, are threats in any way. Some folks have apparently also threatened members of the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. Gang, I would find it highly unlikely, very improbable, that anybody listening to this program would have made a threat against anyone. But if you know someone who did, and they are actually threatening members of the Jewish Federation, you got to report them to law enforcement. Period. End of story. There's nobody over there that's supporting her. The official statement from the Federation is that she is on administrative leave. She's been suspended. I don't do predictions, but if I did predictions, I think she's probably spent her last day in that office. So now let's talk about her absolutely further disgusting comments. Quote, as a statement from Dodd Heffron, I want to directly address a social media post I recently made that has caused understandable hurt and concern. The words I shared were wrong, and I take full responsibility for them. That's not true, but let's go on. I deeply regret the pain that my post has caused. It was never my intention to make light of violence, except it was your entire intention. Your entire intention was to make light of violence. Your entire post was celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. How could it not be your intention? You wrote it? I didn't write it. You decided that it was the right thing to do. I mean, really? Quote, call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. You wrote that, lady, not me. Well, I never intended that to make light of violence. Kiss my rear end. You're full of crap. I never suggest that. It was never my intention to make light of violence or to suggest that harm to anyone is ever acceptable, except that was your entire message. Your entire message was that you believe Charlie Kirk was a Nazi, which for the record is even more insulting because you are Jewish. And I'm sitting here as a Jewish guy, Dot, who lost family to actual Nazis. You insult their memory. Oh, it's never my intention to make light of violence or suggest that harm to anyone is ever acceptable. Yeah, it was. That's what your entire intention was. All of your intentions put together was to claim that Charlie Kirk was a Nazi and that therefore it was okay to murder him. You are disgusting. As an elected official and as someone entrusted with the responsibility of supporting students, families, and educators, I should have shown better judgment. You want to show some better judgment, lady? Submit your resignation now. Quit. I especially want to extend my sincerest condolences to the family, friends, and loved ones of Charlie Kirk. If I were Charlie Kirk's family, I would tell you to take a freaking hike. Regardless of political differences, every life is valuable, except according to you, it's not. Every loss is devastating, and yet you, in your twisted, disgusting style, celebrated the murder of a young father. My words failed to honor that truth. Oh, is that what your words did? They failed to honor it? How about this? How about you put on a big old smiley face and celebrated that kid's murder? Disgusting. I can't imagine that there's any parent with a child in the Chesterfield County Public Schools who's going to feel comfortable with this woman making a single flipping decision. My words fail to honor that truth, and I am truly sorry. No, you're not. No, you're sorry that, well, you're paying the price for your disgusting, vile, abhorrent comments. Because I believe accountability matters, and out of respect for the Clover Hill district constituents who elected me, I have decided to resign my position on the Chesterfield County School Board effective December 31st, 2025. This timing ensures the operational process of identifying and appointing an interim representative who can move forward smoothly without Listen, ma'am. Here's what your hope is. Let's just call it out as it is. You are a big-time operative for Abigail Spanberger, and your sincere hope is that you continue to campaign for Ms. Spanberger, that she will be elected governor, and she will be able to find a patronage spot for you, since it does appear as if you may very well be losing your paid job as well. She goes on to say, my decision to step aside comes from the same place as my apology.
Uh-huh.
In other words, pulled from your ear. I do not want my mistake to overshadow the vital work happening in our schools or districts. Okay, so then quit today. Get your stuff and get out. Although I have been told that you've already gotten out, right? I have been told that Dot Heffron is, she's gone away somewhere. This decision does not diminish my commitment to education or to this community. To those I have hurt and disappointed, I offer my heartfelt apology. Dot, submit your resignation today. You have one opportunity to demonstrate that there is a single shred of decency within you. This is it. Resign. Resign from the Chesterfield County School Board today. Do not waste any time. Don't think about doing it tomorrow. Do it right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely disgusting. Given that she probably won't follow my advice, I will tell you this, that at 5:35, former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno is going to be with us, and we will be discussing what is available, what is actually available to citizens here in my beloved Commonwealth to remove an elected official. Okay? It involves a petition process to the circuit court. There are all sorts of steps involved, so we're going to find out what is involved. And I would say, if you are in Chesterfield County and you are disgusted and dismayed by Dot Heffron, Democrat, can we also mention that for the record? Big time Democrat, one of the leaders of the Chesterfield County Democrats, one of the most active, visible parts of the Virginia Democrats, an unbelievably strong supporter of Abigail Spanberger, Ghazala Hashmi, and Jay Jones. Let the record reflect that, Your Honor. Yes, you do have a mechanism in Chesterfield County to remove Democrat Dot Heffron from the school board. I'll get the details for you. And, if I were in Chesterfield, that's exactly what I would do. All right, quick reminder, our James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Coming up at 4:35, take a look at what's going on with the markets, and it seems to be pretty good. Carl Carlson is going to be here, 5:35, Joe Moreno, former federal prosecutor, is going to be with us. And at 5:20, I've got a pair of tickets for you to go and see Brian Kilmeade at the Dominion Energy Center. That's coming up on September the 27th. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.